America's allies in Central and Eastern Europe believe they have something to offer Iraq other than the troops they have there. Poland, which leads a multinational force in Iraq, wants to offer advice drawn from its post-communist transition. It thinks it can help Iraq emerge from decades of one-party rule in a centrally planned economy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Poland's Prime Minister Marek Belka sighs heavily when he thinks about the mistakes made in Iraq, mistakes he believes could have been avoided if the U.S. and Iraqis thought about the experience of post-communist countries before embarking on an ambitious nation-building project. For instance, he pointed to a controversial and ultimately failed project to remove Ba'ath Party members from government positions in Iraq.
The de-Ba'athification process should have been carried out differently, and not put in the hands of people who spend 30 years of their lives outside of Iraq. But this is too delicate. I mean, it's only the people inside the country that could distinguish the villains from just opportunists.
Belka said this was something the post-communist Central Europeans could have warned Iraq about. He did try to bring in Central European expertise when he was in charge of economic policy in the U.S.-led occupation authority, and says Poland is willing to offer technical advisors now to Iraq. The U.S. National Endowment for Democracy has also picked up on the idea, according to Program Officer Abdu Al-Kebzi.
A lot of issues that Iraq is facing right now, the Eastern Europeans faced. We'd love to have this experience transferred so Iraqis do not have to reinvent the wheel. The second thing is, unfortunately, there's a lot of anti-Americanism and overall maybe anti-West feelings in the Arab world. I don't think it's the same towards Eastern Europeans.
So the grassroots civil society work his organization is doing draws heavily on Central and Eastern European experts. Al-Kebzi says, for instance, the National Endowment for Democracy gave a grant to a non-governmental organization from the Czech Republic called People in Need to teach nonprofits in Iraq how to get organized.
They mentored Iraqi NGOs. It was supposed to be with them for about 3 months. Because of the security situation, they had to pull out after 3 weeks only. But within that 3 weeks, we saw how much benefit the local organizations, the local Iraqi organizations received. And these mentors and people in need are still in touch with these organizations. And right now, they're trying to develop innovative ways of trying to continue the program without risking the lives and the well-being of the mentors, of the Eastern European mentors.
The lack of security in Iraq is just one of the reasons that economist Jeffrey Sachs has his doubts that Central Europe could be a real model for Iraq.
We're just so wildly off course and so wildly unrealistic in what we're trying to do, to pretend that this is a normal matter of economic development or economic reform.
Sachs, who runs Columbia University's Earth Institute, has had a long career of advising governments on reform. He said while Central Europe could offer Iraq technical advice about the timing of privatization or what to do with the currency, Iraq is facing much more daunting issues about its future.
I never believed that the issue was how fast we would get the water and electricity running. I don't think it was de-Ba'athification or not de-Ba'athification. The real problem was a fundamental lack of legitimacy. What made things legitimate in Poland in 1990 wasn't how clever the economic policies were, but the fact that Poland was clearly on its way back to Europe.
And that provided a clear goal and a slogan for the former communist countries to make their way into the European Union. Iraq, he argued, is in a fragile neighborhood and remains internally divided by religion and ethnicity. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.